And I mentioned this yesterday as we're walking through what's happening for Senate 2020. I know you say, hey, man, it's really early to be talking about this. But in the world of politics these days, it's not early at all to be talking about what's happening in 2020. And our guest here is a name that's known to you, whether I just said it or I saw the fact that the polling shows me that the name is known to you. I knew it before I saw the polling. Former Auburn head football coach, former Ole Miss head football coach, coach of Texas Tech, Cincinnati, the name you know, Tommy Tuberville, joining us now to talk some politics. Thanks for being on.
Yes, sir. Glad to be here. Thank you for asking me.
Okay, let's get right down to it. Why the heck do you do this? I mean, after all the years of coaching, I mean, isn't it time to just kind of enjoy the money, enjoy the time, go just do whatever?
Well, that would kind of be nice, but as I drive around this state and talking to people, I get so much feedback, and I think we all know that our Congress is dysfunctional, our government's dysfunctional. Thank goodness we've got a strong country with a strong constitution and a solid foundation. But the problem is we've got so many people that want to tear this country down. Somebody, and not just me as one person, but a lot of people need to get involved in politics where we don't lose our country as we know it. We're in serious trouble. And so we need outsiders to get in. And the one guy that's made such a difference in politics in this country is Donald J. Trump. I mean, he's an outsider. He's a business guy. He doesn't want anything to do with politics, and obviously he doesn't handle it very well at times, but I tell you what, he has gotten so much done with a dysfunctional Congress behind him that can you imagine if he had more people up there that would actually help him, that would actually get behind him and push his agenda? And that's the reason I'm running. And the people across this state, Alabama, they are so mad at the people in Congress that they're ready to send people up there that have common sense, that actually love this country and want to get something done and don't care about getting reelected. I mean, it's just absolutely disheartening to see what going. You know, our Congress is 23% approval rating. Are you kidding me? I mean, in any business, you would be out of business. You would be broke, gone, fired. The business I just left in coaching, you wouldn't last very long. So I'm running because I want to help the people of this state and this country. I do have common sense. You know, I've got a lot of field experience. Everybody says, well, how can you be a senator? Well, let me tell you something. I've been through the drug wars, through mental health, through rich, poor, middle-class homes. I've been all over this country. I've seen education. I've dealt with problems. I've learned how to be a leader and pulling people together. Coaches would and will make great congressmen and senators. And I'm excited about this prospect because I want this country to survive. We got so many things going wrong in this country that people want to change it, and I'm not going to sit around and allow that to happen. And why I'm not sitting at the beach or hunting or fishing or playing golf, that is exactly the reason. I want to get this country back to where it was and make it stronger and stronger, because right now we're seeing some tough times from people that have absolutely lost their mind.
Coach Tuberville, I got to ask you this because I've heard people talking to me about you in the past and said the same thing. Well, coaching prepared him for being in the Senate. But I would wonder about that because, you know, when you're head coach at an SEC program or elsewhere, you don't have to work with a group, right? You don't have to. I mean, you can lay down the law. You might want to work with the group and your assistant coaches and all that, but I mean, you're the head coach. You make the call. That's what happens. Am I missing something there, right? You don't have to go ask for somebody to get on your side or think like you do.
No, that's totally wrong. You got to remember now, a football coach in the SEC has got responsible for $100 to $150 million budget. They're responsible for 150 employees. They're responsible for 120, 18, 19, 20-year-olds. And at the end of the day, you've got to win games. And so everybody has to be involved. You've got to pull everybody. One guy can't do it. One coach cannot do it. It's the head coach has got to be the guy that orchestrates the conversation, the communication, all that goes along with it. But if you're going to win and win consistently, it is everybody on the same page, and that's what in Congress we got to get people on the same page. I mean, everybody's got a different agenda up there. Everybody. I mean, they got their own thoughts, and they want to go their separate way, and we're not getting anything done. And so I've learned to make concessions. I've learned to change my thoughts. I've learned to be told at halftime, coach, if we don't change what we're doing going in the second half, we can't beat this football team. You've got to understand and trust other people. They got to trust you, but you got to trust other people. And that's what this country needs. They need trust, and they need people that can communicate. And don't go up there with one idea that this is the only thing that'll work. You got to be able to listen to other people and understand that there's more than one way to skin a cat.
Right, and that's good to hear, because I when people have talked about this, I said, well, you know what? When you're head coach and your boss, and you don't have to find people to work with and work, you know, with your idea and convince them of your idea the same way you would as this in the Senate, but you're making the case that you would. I want to look at a couple more things here as we run through something from today's news cycle. I think about this. You want to be a senator. You could be in the position right now. Lord knows, I hope nothing more happens than has happened already over in the Persian Gulf and the Strait of Hormuz. But if you were in a situation where, you know, the president comes to Congress and asks for the right to declare war against an Iran, where would you be on this?
Well, that's a huge question right there, because you really don't know where you stand until you got all the facts. Now, number one, Iran is... They've been a terrorist country for years. They're killing millions of people. There's no Christians. They've killed all the Christians. I mean, they're trying to spread their philosophy all over the world and continue to kill Christians. Now, I see what's going on over there, and I've been over there. I've not been to Iran. I've been to Iraq. I've been to Saudi Arabia. I've been to Beirut. I've been all around. I've seen our military over there. I've seen what they do, and I see how explosive we are in terms of being able to handle a conflict. I don't want any more war. We don't want to send our kids over to be killed. We don't want that to happen. And we got to have a great conversation, deep, very deep conversation. All that goes on in the background that we don't even know what goes on. But going to war with Iran, I mean, that's a long way from happening, because they don't want any part of that. Number one, we've got to build our military. And our last administration almost ruined our military. They just... to the bone. They cut it to the bone. President Trump's had to spend a lot more money than he thought he'd have to build it back. We have got to have the baddest, biggest military in the world, because we protect almost everybody. You know, we've saved Europe twice in two world wars. Hope we don't have to do it again. But we have got to be a very strong, active military. You got to show your force, because this world is very dangerous. And we've got those people over in Iran that have a very different thought about how this world should be run. We don't want to go there. We do not want to go there, and we want to make sure that we show the might that we have. And just the show of what we have, they got no chance of beating us, none whatsoever. But we can't let them have a nuclear weapon, and that's what this is all about. And President Trump is fighting them hard. The last president we had gave him $150 billion. He just gave it to him. I mean, just gave it to him. It's just absolutely absurd. This president is fighting it. He's fighting it, and he's fighting it every day to make sure this country is safe. And the only way we can be safe is to show the strength of our military, not just here in this country, but all over the world and the bases that we have, because we've got some great men and women, you know, that are in our military, very smart and very skilled. And we need to continue to do that, make it stronger and stronger every day.
All right, we're coming right back. More with Coach Tommy Tuberville running for U.S. Senate. Catch a quick news break from WKRG, an update from Dr. Bill, and then we'll be right back. Your questions from the text line, too. We'll get those answered. 343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
1220 FM Talk 106.5, and we continue our interview with Coach Tuberville running for U.S. Senate. And by the way, too, Coach, I remember also you discussed and you went around the state of Alabama in the gubernatorial cycle. You said you met with a lot of folks and talked with them. What changed your mind about making a full run for governor there? What was going on at that point?
Well, had they not put Kay Ivey in as governor, I probably would have run. I think that at the end of the day, when they put her in, her experience of being in Montgomery, knowing what was going on, I felt like she could do a better job. And I've told people in this race, if somebody were to get in that I thought could go up and get the job done in Washington, D.C., I'd vote for them. But we don't have that. And so I think Kay's done a good job. And I think that the state's in good hands. But now we've got a Democrat in Washington, D.C. in the Senate seat, and that's got to change to help Donald Trump.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that scenario here with, we'll see what happens, but this drumbeat does continue to maybe get louder and more widespread, and House Democrats have, you know, actually maybe moving forward with their portion of impeachment. We know that goes nowhere with the Senate still in control of the Republicans, but there could be an Alabama senator voting to impeach the president.
Sure, and probably will. You know, he voted against Brett Kavanaugh, and that guy was 100%. Qualified to do the job, and the people of Alabama want him to be sent to the Supreme Court, but he voted against it, unfortunately. But that's the reason we've got to send somebody up with common sense from the state that will go up and work with the president, but also work with Congress, work with the Senate, and everybody up there. But again, we have got to get a cohesive group up there of people that can work together. Right now, the Democrats have absolutely lost their mind. I don't think they'll work with anybody, to be honest with you. They're on this witch hunt of collusion and obstruction, and you know everybody's sick of it. I mean, you got people out there that need help in this country. The Democrats don't have an agenda. That's the reason they're doing this. They have nothing to run on. They have nothing to push over. They don't want President Trump to get anything done. And he's gotten things done. I mean, he's gotten a lot done. You can imagine if he'd had just a few people up there helping him in the Senate and in Congress. He's got just a handful of senators, really, at the end of the day, are on his side. Even a lot of the senators on the Republican side are saying, you know, we don't know whether, you know, we'd like to do that. Come on, let's get on board up there. You know, the American people deserve a House and a Senate that will work. They work 3 days a week, and then they go home and have a recess about every 3 weeks, and they don't get anything done. But again, Donald Trump is pretty much doing it on his own. We should just clean house up there and start over. I've never seen it like this, and I've been involved in politics all my life, just in terms of being an American, just watching what's going on. I've never seen the stalemate that we've got up there right now, and we should have people up there jumping up, down, and screaming. The border is an absolute mess, and it's a threat to this country's freedom. And if we don't get something done up there soon on that, which President Trump, he had to throw a tariff on just to get something done because Congress wasn't going to help him, Republicans or Democrats. They've kicked the can down the road for 20 years. And so it's time to shake that mess up there and get people up there that will help and try to get something done. And not worry about getting reelected. That's all these congressmen and senators do. I'm going to vote just good enough so I can get reelected. Well, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard, and that is exactly what's got us in trouble in this country in terms of leadership. We have no leadership up there consistently that will vote to make this country better and stronger.
Yeah, and Coach Tupperville, that kind of brings me in on a couple different fronts to this next question. You mentioned the border and, of course, what was done with this projected tariff against Mexico, unless they made some changes down there. But we talk tariffs, whether they be Mexico or China. I can argue both sides. I think, you know, I can make the argument for the nation and getting some fair trade situations for the country, and what the president's doing is good. At the same time, it has real-world implications on folks here in Alabama. You know, the national story about farmers, which, you know, coming from those kind of folks, I have, my heart goes out to them. But also here in Mobile, you can look at something like just the Port of Mobile or Austal or Airbus or on down the line. You know, we've got, you start raising tariffs really high, it makes a difference to business in Alabama, let alone car manufacturers and other companies.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. But you got to look at this. You've got a Congress that's been up there for years and years that hadn't done one dang thing about what's going over in China. They have absolutely let us rip us off. Farmers, steel, aluminum. I mean, we've not had a backbone of a government to say enough's enough. So now you get a guy that comes in, and he's a business guy. He knows what's been going on. He's not afraid to do it. Donald Trump, I voted for him because He's a patriot, and he doesn't need the money up there. He's not looking for kickbacks or anything. So he's gone up there and said, okay, you guys up here in Congress hadn't done one thing. I'm going to try to get it done myself. And so, unfortunately, he's had to put a lot of pressure on, as you said, farmers, who he's had to, he's tried to help with some of the money that he's going to get back, which you got to take your hat off to him. But Donald Trump's taking heat, and I like that. I'm a free trade guy. I hate tariffs. That's just another tax. I'm against all taxes. I'm against all taxes. But, you know, if...
All taxes. Even the structure that exists now. All taxes.
Yeah, hey. Well, you know, I wish we would change our tax code of how it's done. I think it's unfair. But that being said, here's what's going on. You've got a Congress that is so dysfunctional about this border that the president had to go out and tax, put a tax on the American people just to get something done from Mexico. If he had support from the Senate and the House that said, President Trump, we're behind you 100%. Let's get this border done. He wouldn't have to do this. So they have forced one guy's hand, and that's Donald Trump. And the rest of these people up there in Congress are just running for cover. We don't want to do anything because we don't want people to know that we're for tariffs or not tariffs, or, you know, we're against the border, or, you know, they just try to get reelected. And people in this state and other states are sick and tired. They're sick and tired of what's going on with a Congress that's, right, oh, we might lose our job up here. You ought to lose your job. That'll run every one of them out up there just because of what's going on up there, and they're not backing what the American people want most, and that's security of this country. We do not know who's coming across that border, and we're going to be overwhelmed, and we're getting overwhelmed, and we're going to have huge problems in the future because our Congress has failed us. 100% has failed the people, the taxpayers, and the citizens of this country because they want a job. Get out from behind your desk and go down there and help the Border Patrol yourself while you do a three-day work week and while you're taking all these times off from Congress. Go down there and help the Border Patrol. They need help instead of going home and act like you want to get reelected. It just makes me sick at my stomach. And that's the reason I'm running for this office, because we need people that will vote for the American people and not for themselves.
Coach Tuberville, if you're elected and the president is reelected, what do you do to get the wall built? Because you sound like a strong supporter of that. But here we've gone through the whole first term, and, you know, we build some sections, some movement. But what do you do? What do you change?
I've been to the border 12 times, at least 12. And I've been there. I've got buddies that work at the Border Patrol. And I've got friends that live on the border. It is an absolute mess. And it's the Congress of this United States of America that we call supposedly watching out for this country that's kicked the can down the road and say, we don't need to do this or that. You know, we don't need to upset the apple cart. Well, time's up. It's time to build a wall. And he's built 400 miles of wall since he's been in. He's got more than that, half more than that left to go.
Mm-hmm.
And he's put it in the most important spots. But the problem that we're having, and people don't understand this, is we do need workers. We need people over here to work. And I'm big on immigration, but we got to get them in there the right way, and we got to know who's here. We have more Middle Easterners coming across that border at times than we do people from Latin America. We do not have a clue who's coming across, and a lot of these people aren't coming over here to help this country out. They're coming over to tear this country down. They are not for the Constitution. They are not for our laws. They're not for the people in this country. They want to tear it down, and we're not going to let that happen. And that's the reason I'm running, because I want the people in this country to have safe neighborhoods, safe streets. It sounds like a politician, but all you got to do is open your eyes and look. And that's one of my mottos in this campaign. Open your eyes and look what's going on, and let's get these people out of Washington that won't do anything and put people up there that will make a decision and don't care if they go back and get reelected.
Well, and you mentioned more Middle Easterners than folks from Mexico or elsewhere in Central or South America coming across the border. Is that a regular thing? Is that a stat? I hadn't seen that.
Well, what happened, when I was coaching Texas Tech 2 years ago, I had guys that worked at the border that worked with me. And at that time, they were saying that there was more Middle Easterners coming across than people from Mexico. Well, that was before the caravans. Now, of course, you know, our so-called government has created a situation where now the caravans are just overloading us. Now, that there's obviously not not more coming over now. There used to be, and again, told by people from the border. This is not me guessing at it. This is told from people that work at the border. They're coming across and they're staying. Just last few weeks ago, in my home, and I've got a farm down in Auburn, they had a terrorist cell busted because they were trying to buy AR-15s in Atlanta. They got followed back from the FBI out in the woods on a farm outside of Auburn, and they were training people how to make bombs and how to explode them. Now, we better open our eyes what's going on, because that's not just happening in South Alabama. That is happening all over this country. And we've got people in Washington that have got their eyes closed. Please elect me. Send me to Washington. Hey, listen, I don't need a job. I'm not going to take a paycheck. I'm going to make the decision for the citizens of this country, and I'm going to do everything I possibly can to remedy this. That one guy can't do it, but we start sending more people that aren't politicians, that have not spent their career behind a desk, which most of these guys have. I've been out there. I've been amongst everybody for 40 years watching all this go on, and it's embarrassing. We have to have a strong country. I'll tell you this. Our country has to be strong for what we've had to deal with, but the American people are tired. They're sick of paying all these bills. They're sick of the taxes, because who takes the brunt of the blame? It's the American taxpayer. And enough is enough. Let's run these people out of Washington and send people up there that will do what's right for the 320 million taxpayers in this country, and quit worrying about people from other countries, because if we're not strong, we can't help other countries. That's the reason Donald Trump said we need to be number one. Everybody gets mad. Well, you know, we act like we're too big for everybody else. No, we're not. If we're not number one, look at the poor countries that can't survive if it wasn't for us giving us our taxpayer money to help them. I mean, it is absolutely, we've lost our mind, and it's out of control. And let's take this country back over again and quit trying to give it to the socialist left. And I'm telling you, they're a lot more organized than the Republicans. You know, they're not afraid to talk out. You don't hear much from Republicans. We're kind of, our group's kind of afraid, and they're hiding up there wanting to please reelect us. We want to go back and be in the club. I could care less about being in any club. I want to help the American people and the taxpayers and the citizens of this country, and it's time to take it back over.
Coach Tupperville, if people want to get more information about your campaign, where do they go?
TommyForSenate.com. Plus, I'll be in their neighborhood. I'm all over. They're not going to outwork me. I know how to work, and I'm very, very excited about this, because I can be a help to this country. One person is not going to change it, but by golly, we got to send Donald Trump some help, and that's the reason I'm running, and I'm looking forward to being part of the Senate and part of the leadership in this country.
Thank you very much, and we'll talk again hopefully soon.
Thank you.
All right, Coach Tommy Tupperville. And we're coming right back. More of Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5.